Maundy Thursday, a reading from John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you." The prayer of the day. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave his disciples a new commandment, to love one another as he had loved them. By your Holy Spirit, write this commandment in our hearts, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And from Matthew, the 26th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." I often think of the disciples and perhaps am critical of them from time to time. For the many times they say to Jesus, "Explain this to us," or ask, "What does it mean?" But it's quite understandable, their confusion and their questions, because Jesus takes so much symbolism of the day, takes the traditions of which they have been a part, and transforms them by giving them new meaning. We read that it is a time of gathering in Jerusalem, the festival of the Passover. It is now the night of the Passover meal. In the Gospel of John, Jesus shares a lengthy period of instruction with his disciples, filled with assurances to them. There we read about him talking about a dwelling place for them, how they will not be left orphaned. He will send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that he is the true vine, and they will abide with him. He gives them a command, shares the word of God that they are to love one another. And in his prayer, he prays for all people, that all would know the true God, that all would know the Father through Jesus. But that evening begins with Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. It was a tradition that upon the arrival of guests to one's home, after their time of travel, perhaps before the festivities and celebration, it was the role of the servant to wash the feet of everyone who arrived, everyone who came to the home. It served a practical purpose, of course. It takes place before entering the home. It is a courtesy given, a form of refreshment to those who have traveled. But Jesus, with his disciples, takes the role of that servant. He identifies himself as teacher and Lord. And then concludes that when the Lord washes your feet, it follows that you ought to wash one another's feet. You are to serve one another. You are to be the servant. You are to do as Jesus had done for them. There is the extension of the symbolism of the people now entering the home, that they would also be entering a new age, a new kingdom. The Gospel of Matthew gives an account of the eating of the Passover meal. And again, the use of symbolic actions by Jesus. Jesus takes the unleavened bread, we are told, and he blesses it and he breaks it. It reminds us, in the period of enslavement in Egypt, that the slave only ate a part of the loaf. It was to be shared amongst all of the others. And so by breaking the bread and sharing it with those around him, it is a reminder of being enslaved, therefore in need of salvation. And then Jesus adds, "This is my body, given for each individual." Jesus will be the sacrificial lamb. Jesus' life will be given for all. And then we are told he took the cup and gave thanks. "This is the blood of the covenant for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus refers to the blood covenant, the covenant relationship God had made with humanity, beginning with Abraham, that God had walked that blood path, establishing a relationship. And through history, it had been the failure of the people to abide by that covenant. And now Jesus will take upon himself the consequences of sin. Jesus will express a love so great that he will suffer this death. Just as the original Passover event, the blood of the Lamb will once again provide for the safety of the people. It will lead to freedom, but now freedom from an enslavement to sin. And then Jesus adds that there will be a time. There will be a time when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. He looks ahead. He looks ahead to a final victory of all that will take place, of the celebration of all that has been accomplished. As they leave the room that night, we are told that they sung the hymn, the great Hallel, that we would see in Psalm 136. An account is given of the history of the people, a love that is steadfast and endures forever. It begins, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is that steadfast love that we reflect upon. As we gather together here on this evening, as we come toward the conclusion of Lent that began with the confession of sin on Ash Wednesday, and now are the words of forgiveness. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives us all our sins. Through His Holy Spirit, He cleanses us and gives us power to proclaim the mighty deeds of God who called us out of darkness into the splendor of His light. And by the authority of Christ, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now, and will be forever. Rejoice in the Lord, and go in peace.